Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Welcome to Season 10, Episode 36 of Social Geek Radio. Hey geeks, I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Answer Connect, and the Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. So I saw the results yesterday of a recent study on employee engagement in the franchise industry, and I had a whole bunch of questions. So I thought, let's do this on the podcast. So here to share some key findings from this study is Michelle Rowan, President and Chief Operating Officer of Franchise Business Review. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Jack. Thank you for checking out the report and for asking us more questions about it.
Yeah, I was about to pick up the phone and just call you and ask a bunch of questions. And then I thought, wait a minute, some other people might want to hear about this too.
So they do, yes.
Before we get into the full report on employee engagement, give us a little background on yourself. What's your story?
So I love business. I started at school getting a communication degree, and out of it, I was in hotels, larger hotels, and then went into telecom during that big CLEC invasion of small carriers that were competing with Verizon. So that was my really entree into business, and then stumbled across Franchise Business Review. Eric had posted a really fun job description through our alumni network. We went to the same University of New Hampshire here. Ah. My dad was buying a franchise at the time. The timing was just really bizarre, and it was just a smaller automotive painting and detailing and pulling out dents business. I knew nothing about franchise. I was one of those people who was like, oh, McDonald's is a franchise. So
right.
The timing seemed serendipitous, and then I met with Eric and wasn't even really looking to leave my job in telecom. I was managing a sales team and on the road, but met Eric and I was like, I really love what this guy's doing. I get it. And I'll tell you that kind of how it started with him and that business. But loved the idea of kind of working with more than just one business and talking to lots of business people. So that's why I leaped into it. I was his first employee.
Wow.
So he started it in 2005. He was at Franchise Solutions and was talking to candidates that would say, you know, what's the best franchise for me to own? And he said, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you who's spending money. I can tell you who's opening units, but I don't know the answer to that. And he said, you know, wouldn't it be easier if we ask some of these questions that all candidates want to know of lots of systems, and then franchisors could share that data and help people see what it's like to be in their franchise system. So that's kind of how he launched Franchise Business Review. So he's been at it for, oh my goodness, 18 years, 16 years?
Yeah,
I'm not good with math. 15 years. 15 years. We're at 15 years.
So Eric is the math and stats guy, and you are the people person. That's my guess, right?
He's the if you follow the traction model, he's the number one. He's the visionary.
He's the number one guy.
He likes the shiny lights. He likes to see what we can do, and I just help him execute on what he's thinking.
And you guys put out a lot of really cool stuff, different reports and things like that. Tell us about this particular study on employee engagement. What's the backstory, and why did you get into that end of franchising?
That's a great question. So I think most people know us from the franchisee satisfaction and that benchmarking that we do. And we've done custom employee measurement for companies kind of on a one-off. And it kept coming up that franchisors were asking us questions about how do you understand what people are paying other people in these roles? How do we hire better people? And we realized that there was an opportunity to help put some benchmark information together that would help franchisors understand what roles that they needed to fill and how to be competitive in that, but also too for people that were within the franchise industry to get a sense of what does engagement and compensation look like at these brands. So naming the top brands, but also talking about that data and kind of getting a starting point to have these conversations of what is happening in franchising and how it echoes or is different from regular businesses and the stats that we see out there.
And is this the first year you've done that employee engagement study?
First year, yes. Okay. And we are going to be doing it again. But yeah, so good. This was the first time it's out there, and our hope is to continue growing it.
Because I can imagine, just seeing a few of the results, but I can imagine this would have been very different 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The results would have been completely different, or maybe not so much. So let's get into some of the findings. What are some of the biggest findings that you're able to share with us today?
Yes, absolutely. So I think seeing that the group that are called the Gen Zers, the younger group that are employed in franchising, two-thirds of them plan to leave in the next 2 years. And that's a huge potential opportunity for franchisors to try and retain that particular group if they're providing value to the franchisor, of course. But franchisors are investing so much money in training people, and then to have them leave within 2 years, that's a high turnover and a high investment that you're making up front. So trying to use that information to better keep the people you want there. And then, of course, I think what's gotten the most attention is the gender wage gap that we see. And I don't think it's different than regular business, but especially at the manager and the C-suite level, franchising just in general, I think, could benefit from having more women in the C-suite. And it would be nice for this to kind of be that call to action to see that.
Yeah, it feels like there are some very high visible individuals who, you know, make us all think, oh, the gap doesn't exist anymore. But obviously it does.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's interesting because, as I said, I think I'm at 14 years in the industry, and I came in I've been very fortunate in that I've always had great leaders and managers, both male and female, that have always kind of supported my involvement in the business and helped me grow as a person and helped me find my place within the organizations. But I do know, and I have lots of friends that tell stories where I know that that's not normal. I know that I have a very exceptional experience just having that good side of it. So I think that when I started 14 years ago, you rarely saw a female on stage. And now the females that you see on stage and talking are so impressive and really holding their own and providing just as much, if not more, value to the conversation. So it's not, you know, you're not hiring people or telling people to hire them just because they're female. There's exceptional talent out there. So it's just being open to that idea that it's not a male-run industry anymore.
I think there were a few other things that caught my eye in the report too about just some overall satisfactory or satisfaction levels, specifically with the people who are actually interacting with customers. And that seemed to be a little disturbing to me.
Yes. And I think it kind of makes sense when you think about the hourly rate they're making. And also too, you know, when I was at the phone company when I first started, and I was on the front line explaining to a customer that's unhappy, you know, calming them down and telling them how you're going to make it right. That's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
And if you're a good person, you really take it to heart when somebody's not being delivered the service that they expect or that you want to give. So I think it's a hard role to do. If you think about food, especially, the turnover rate is high, you have a lower wage. So it does make sense. But I do think that there's opportunities to better prep those frontline people and just find other ways to engage them, not necessarily just what they're doing at that counter at the minute, but what are other ways that you can help them grow, not just for your company, but for that next role that they might be looking towards.
And anecdotally, this is what I hear every day from franchisors and franchisees and the multi-unit guys too, that this is their biggest problem. Where, you know, maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it was getting more leads, getting more customers. Everyone I talk to now, especially in things like, well, you mentioned like, you know, QSR, but also senior care and some other types of franchises. I hear all the time that, you know, we just can't handle any more customers right now. We need staff. And that's just so foreign to me that we don't want more customers. We need staff. And I think, wait a second, there's such an opportunity here that if you figure out a way to scale that up and keep your staff and keep them satisfied, you know, that's how you scale out a very large system, not by just trying to play keep up with what we're doing on the ground level. Are you seeing that as well? Yes. In the study?
Yes, you nailed it. So if you look at in the full report, there's data around engagement versus the tenure, how long they've been with the company. And this actually mimics what we see on the franchisee side as well, which there's a steep decline in engagement after that first year that they're with you. So if you're a good company, and of course there's turnover of people that don't work well for your organization, but if you're sure. if you're one of the best in class companies, trying to figure out a way to flatten that that level, looking at the way that you employ, that you have onboarding for your employees past that onboarding. What is your training? How are you refreshing? How are you engaging them in year two, in year three? And I think that's the biggest thing that brands that aren't struggling to hire. And so we're talking about the corporate stores where they have employees. Mm-hmm. So these are the mm-hmm. same challenges that your franchisees are going to hold in their stores as well.
Just multiplied out across yes. 200, 500 locations. Sure.
Yes. How can you help your franchisees hire better and retain the ones that they want and keep the best talent? So that comes up at every conference. That's a struggle for every business person, whether you're the franchisor or the franchisee, is hiring and keeping the best people out there.
And I think it's worse at the franchisee level than even at the corporate store level, because this is something I see on the marketing side that's really concerning to me that I wasn't even seeing, you know, 2 years ago. But, you know, we're sitting here in the summer of 2019 with a pretty low unemployment rate, and franchisees need staff regardless of what sector they're in. And where are they dipping into to get some funds for advertising job openings and trying to recruit staff? They're dipping into their marketing dollars. Mm-hmm. And I get it. It's an emergency situation. You know, we need somebody on the front line tomorrow. So let's go out and place a bunch of ads and bring people in. But I'm seeing franchise systems where franchisees, where a huge chunk of their marketing dollars on the local level right now are just about recruitment, and they're not doing anything to build their brand. They're not doing anything to you know, garner new leads, new customers. And like I said, I get it. It's an emergency fix, but wow, what happens 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road when your competitors have been marketing and branding and, you know, doing all of those things and you haven't been? I think there's some real danger in focusing too much on trying to find new employees when it seems like some of the things that you're outlining here, they could really just be keeping current employees more satisfied.
Yeah. I think that's a hard balance, because you can't keep your doors open if you don't have people there, but you are right. You got to focus on that bigger picture too, and not take your eye off that branding piece.
Any other things that popped up in the findings that were like a really big surprise for you?
Well, I think that I was surprised to find that most people are satisfied. I think the number was like 90% of the people feel good about the job they're in and their position there. So that was surprising to me. It's good to hear that. But the other thing too is how important paid time off is. Mm. 63% had 20 or more days paid time off. And that can be really difficult for a smaller company, for a franchisor to try and sustain. Because if those people are out, how do you run your business?
Yeah.
But I think it's that whole idea of work-life balance is just more and more important. And people are looking for a way to do that. But I do think it would be interesting next year we ask these questions again. We should ask how many of them are actually taking those days off.
See, I think that's kind of the hedge there, right? Is yes. saying, oh, I'm going to give you lots more PTO. And then half the time, especially your best employees are probably going to be the ones that you have to force them to take some yeah. of it, because they're, you know, I just can't do it right now. We're in the middle of a big project, or, you know, we've got a big sale happening next week, so I'm not going to take my time.
Yeah.
And so it does get to be a little bit of a gamble for the store owner to say, I could probably give a lot more PTO because these guys aren't going to take it. So
yeah,
that's an interesting find. Let's talk about some recommendations for some of the franchise systems that might be experiencing some of these things. Do you have recommendations on each of these on how to get back on track, or what are you doing as far as follow-up and suggestions for the industry?
Yes, those are good questions. So I'm obviously, I work for a company that does market research and gets at these questions. So I am always going to say first, ask for the feedback. But I think the most important piece is to do something with the feedback. So these people that ask the questions and go, oh, this is interesting. And then it doesn't drive any change or discussion with them. It just goes in a drawer and they said, good on us, we did it. And we're going to do it again next year. So really using it and diving into it with your team to understand what it means and how can you use that to get better with any of the things that come to light out of it. So I think that's number one. And number two, I have three things that I was thinking.
Okay.
The second one is that people are not staying in their jobs for very long anymore, and it's really okay. So I think I talked about it before. Let people go if they're not a right fit, or how can you help them grow to either help your company or go to their next thing, but focus on the ways to retain the best people and how are you going to keep them? So I think looking at those players that you've identified are crucial. How can you help them grow in your brand and continue to contribute and stay engaged? That's really important. And then the third is being aware of that gender bias or that gap. And I think a lot of people were surprised when we put out the data and they would say, you know, it's not anything we look at. But if you have people in similar roles, really evaluate, are you paying people based on the contribution they make to your company? Or are you feeding into this issue that there's men being paid more than women for the same exact role or the same value to your company? So I would just, I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but look at that in your own organizations.
Yeah. And it seems like it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy when you're talking about a couple of the big results with this gender gap and also the issues with the Gen Zers being on the lookout for a company that matches their values.
Yes.
There's your solution right there, yeah. Right? Yeah. Fix the gender gap. And I'm going to say a very high percentage of those Gen Zers are going to say, hey, this company knows what it's doing. And you know, you've got my attention. I'm going to stick around a while. So
yeah.
That seems like an easy one there.
Yeah. And franchising is a pretty tight community. So the amount of people that have reached out to me and said, you know, I left X company because this was happening where we were, or, you know, I'm looking for a place that will have equality across the role type. So it's surprising some of the brands that you hear it's happening, but also just like everything in the social world, if you don't fix it, people are talking about it. So
Yeah. Own
what your decisions you're making, because people are talking about it and finding out about which brands are really focused on providing an equal playing field.
Yeah. And it's going to get amplified. And even if the gap isn't as bad as they say it is, you might look at it and say, well, it's not that bad. Guess what? Once once it makes the rounds through the franchise industry, it's bad. And
it's going to be
worse than you think it is. So fix it now. That's some good advice. If our listeners want to see the full results from this report, where can we send them?
You can get the full report, and I believe the presentation too, just kind of talking through the data, is at tor.franchisebusinessreview.com.
Okay, and we'll have a link to that here at socialgeekradio.com. Anything else new happening at FBR? What's next for you guys?
Well, we are just always continuing to try and build the benchmark that we have in franchising. So on the franchisee side and on the employee side, it's always underway. So some people think that it's tied to a specific deadline. So I would just say, you know, reach out to us if you have questions on either the franchisee or the employee side. It is free to participate. So it really is just trying to gather more information to share back with our community. So it's, you know, if you feel like you have a responsibility or you're interested in this data and didn't participate last year, I would encourage everybody to get involved.
Excellent. And we're going to wrap up with some more contact information, Michelle, in just a moment. But this portion of Social Geek Radio is sponsored by Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, appointments scheduled, or even HIPAA-trained customer service. call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today on Social Geek Radio. If listeners want to connect with you directly, maybe they've got some questions for you, where can they reach you?
They can get in touch with us through our website, or feel free to email me directly. And it's Michelle with two L's, as I always say, spelled the right way, at franchisebusinessreview.com. And I'm also active on LinkedIn, but I appreciate you asking these questions because I am sure a lot of people have the same ones.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.